We are talking about intercession. Intercession is that particular prayer that is praying for someone else. You intercede for someone in prayer. Tonight, I just want to ask you to review with me in your mind and a couple of verses how the early church worked in prayer. Now, we have to admit that the church, our church, has never been as powerfully effective as it was in the beginning. God's purposes were being served, you know. Something new was happening, and he was making everybody quite aware of that. But part of the reason was that they made, that prayer was a major part of their worship. It wasn't that they just bowed in prayer. They had times when the people fell, you know, down and worshiped and interceded and cried out to God. So I've given you, I prepared for you seven examples from the book of Acts. Number one, Acts 2. This is the kaboom beginning of the church, and quite a powerful thing. But it begins in Acts 1, verse 14. These, speaking of the 11 disciples, all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren. So by that time, all the brethren of Christ were saved and had joined them in prayer. So this was not having a meeting where people were preaching, evidently. It was more just a time where they were asking God to work. This was an intercession for their people, for their time, for their for the knowledge of Christ's resurrection to be given out. Now, when God intends to do a mighty work in the world, we've seen this all through, down through modern history, when God intends to do a mighty work in the world, he moves his believers to serious prayer. There is something that just takes people's imagination and says, I have to go to prayer. I will be in prayer for an hour or so, just crying out to God. Notice the results of the brethren in continued prayer in Acts 2, 1-4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, a sound as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. This sounded like a tornado. Nothing was being blown around, it doesn't indicate, but the sound of it was there. Something was there that sounded like wind, and since the word wind or breath is the word for spirit, we have they had a hint. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. When we were studying the book of Acts, I pointed out what this means is that fire came to this area and then divided out. And each part of that fire went on the heads of each of those people, and they looked like candles, evidently. Like as of fire, it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. So the sound of a mighty wind, the picture of the fire dividing and coming on each of them, and then them being filled with the Holy Spirit, they began to speak with other tongues, other languages, as the Spirit gave them utterance. They just felt to speak. It's mentioned later that they heard them speak the wonderful works of God. They were speaking of creation. They were speaking of the sending of Christ. They were sending of the resurrection, sending messages of the resurrection. In Acts 2:41, then they that gladly received his word were baptized. His word is Peter's word. He was preaching. And the people that gladly received it, that welcomed it, then were saved and were baptized to show that they were saved. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. About 3,000. So it means probably something less than 3,000, but 3,000 in general. Praying can lead to God's consequences at the time unknown to what he's planning to do. The second example of the seven is Acts 4, in verses 1 to 3. As they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. They said, we don't like that doctrine. We don't believe in that doctrine. We say we don't believe it. There's evidence all around us, but we say we don't believe it. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for now it was eventide. And so they had the power, and they exerted that power over these disciples. Now when problems arose, the believers went to God in faithful intercession. You remember perhaps the story. They had healed a man, and were saying, don't look at us like we're magic people. This is the power of God and the power of Jesus Christ. So they strictly warned them and let them go. And so in verses 23 to 24, and being let go, they went to their own company. They went back to their group and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice, weeping and wailing, oh no, they're coming after us again. No, they said, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which hath made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is. You are God. You've caught the attention of the Israel's leadership again. And then notice the powerful results. When they had prayed, verse 31, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and this time not speaking in tongues, they spake the word of God with boldness. They went out from that place preaching the truth of the resurrection of Christ and the opportunity of salvation. And so they were emboldened to preach, you see. This mixed in with the work of prayer. The third example I find in Acts 6, the apostles found themselves unable to manage all the record keeping for handing out food to the church widows with the thousands of people that were there. They recognized dealing with the widows was a very important thing. James 1:27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and the widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So be personally holy, but be giving to those who have lost a husband and father. So they made the important decision to turn the job over to deacons. This is when deacons were invented, the office. And then in Acts 6:4, but we, the apostles said, will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So I've brought this before us many times, talking about the role of the pastor. But since prayer, they said here, was the essential work of pastors, of those leading the church, they realized that to fulfill their calling properly, they had to focus on prayer and the Word of God. And so the financial concerns needed to be given to deacons. There's a fourth example in Acts 8, Acts 8, 14 to 17. Now when the apostles, which were at Jerusalem, heard that Samaria had received the word of God, Jerusalem down here in the bottom third of the land of Israel, and then Samaria is the middle third, and then Galilee is the upper third. So going elevation down from Jerusalem to Samaria, after the scattering by persecution, they went to Samaria, packed up and left, and were winning people to the Lord. So when the apostles that were in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, who, when they were come down, prayed for them. They came down and said, now, wait a minute, we've got to do it this way, that way. No, he said, we're going to pray for you. that you might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them. Evidently this problem came up, and they said, these people are getting saved, but when we're getting saved up that hill toward Jerusalem, people have, the Holy Spirit comes upon them and they speak with tongues. And we recognize that this is a spiritual thing. It's not happening to these people. Are these people not really getting saved? So they sent down Peter and John. Prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received the Holy Ghost. This was because, if I can read the mind of God, the Jews and the Samaritans were related, but had a hatred for each other, long-lasting physical hatred of their, the Samaritans had intermarried with the ungodly. The Samaritans had come up with a different religion. And so now, whether they were active in that religion or not, just being Samaritans, just a racial type of discrimination thing. But now that they were Christians, something had to change. And so the need was unity. The need was love of brother and sister. And so prayer for one another is a uniting force between believers, even when they were formerly divided by prejudice. If you don't like someone just because of what they are, not what they do, that's prejudice. The fifth example I found in Acts chapter 10, Acts 10:9, on the morrow, as they went on their journey and drew nigh unto the city, Peter went up upon the housetop to pray about the sixth hour. So the men sent by Cornelius are searching out the man that an angel told them to look for. What an odd military job, you know. My military boss says, an angel tells him to do something, so we're going to look for a guy that... And there he was. And he was prepared because he went up to the housetop to pray. You remember the story of the sheet thing coming down, God saying, some of these ungodly animals are going to be coming and asking for you in a minute, but I have made them clean. So you go with them. So prayer will prepare the believer for submission to unusual witnessing. And this was a dynamic thing for Peter to go into a Gentile's house. But the result was all those people got saved. The sixth one is in Acts 12. Acts 12:5, Peter therefore was kept in prison. They just killed James. Now he takes Peter. Peter, James, and John were the top three. They were being taken off to be killed. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. We remember that the word church does not mean the building where they met. It meant the assembled believers. And so it was the believers. They happened to be assembled at Mary's house at this point. But she had the room for them to all gather. And this could have been hundreds of people in the church, maybe even thousands, but that'd be a pretty big house. And so what happened? Angel just opens up the doors and has Peter leave. When they meet him again, they don't ask, how did you get out? Because they don't want to know that, see? So God rewards prayer with even mountain-moving answers. So don't be afraid to pray for something that seems impossible, because that doesn't even mean anything to God. Possible? He's the one who made everything out of nothing. All right, then the seventh last is Acts 13. Acts 13, 1-3. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, Lucius of Cyrene, Manaen, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, and he speaks through people, the gift of prophecy, "Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them." Here the Holy Spirit says, "I have called them," you see. He's God. "And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away." We have had laying on of hands services here where we have committed people to the Lord. The Cox family came and asked us to be their sending church. He hadn't thought about this, but he said the last time that had happened, the people had him to the church service and mentioned them and then asked people to pray for them. We brought them down here in the front, and the deacons came, laid hands on them. Remember this? And they were kind of knocked out by that. But that, you know, where do you get your ideas for these things? It's just what the Bible says. This is what they did when they were sending them out to do this work. And so they had fasted and prayed and sent them away. This is, we are communicating our love, our heart, our support to you. So churches who pray earnestly, which means what they were doing, prayer and fasting, that's pretty earnest, will have members sent into God's special work. It's been a privilege for us at Open Door to send out people for service. So we know this thing works. So the importance of prayer, intercession.